It looks like we are live.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I love being with these people in the green room because
what the audience doesn't see is that it only took us 3 hours to finally go live. And we're really gonna give you about 5 or 10 minutes of content here.
Right. So we have a huge announcement to make. You guys been seeing a little bit of here and there of stuff here. About 6 months ago, well, let me introduce myself because some people might not know the one and only Tina Torres. And
impossible, Tina.
I am Tina Torres, a gratitude specialist. And about 6 months ago, I knew I wanted to do another talk show, but I wanted it to be different. I wanted it to be unique. I wanted it to be real. And so many of my clients have came to me and said, oh my gosh, you know, they think that I have like the perfect life. They think all these people have the perfect life. And I was on the phone with Christina one day and I was like, you know what? Like, this needs to be out there. Like, this needs to be told. And so I got some amazing people together. One of my very, very good friends, Robert Wall, Christina Whiteley, another one of my great friends, and a new friend of mine. Well, she's not even new. You've been a friend of mine for a couple of years. Star Cod, and we are here to announce that we are launching our Uncensored Entrepreneur Talk Show next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Put it in your calendar.
What? Every Thursday, we're going to go live, real, raw, and unplugged, right? So I'm going to introduce a couple of people to you today. My awesome, amazing I was going to say work husband, but I don't know if you're my work husband yet, but he probably is going to be my work husband. Robert Wall.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I appreciate having this opportunity. When we first started to talk about it a while back, I was thinking about doing another little podcast and a platform. We talked about the fact that, you know, today just being authentic, you know, being truly vulnerable. And quite frankly, so many people in the world of entrepreneurial, they feel as though there's this imposter syndrome, right, that holds them back because they're always comparing themselves to others out there. And so I know we're going to be talking a lot more about some of these things. And, you know, the reality is there's this dark side of being an entrepreneur, right? Each one of us on this panel and many people that are going to be chiming in can really relate to the fact that It's sacrificing so many hours. It's sacrificing family, friends, and even finances.
Love life.
Even finances, yeah. Initially, and love life, of course. I know you're going to be talking a lot about that as well. So, anyways, I do appreciate it. My name is Robert Wall. I've been in the branding space for over 11 years. Been a business consulting, traditional business consulting. And a business coach for, don't want to give away my age, but I guess I'll learn in a moment anyways. Yeah, for 21 years, way back before there was even digital media and social media. So I really just want to bring some value. The fact of the matter is that I believe in the business world, it all starts with you. It starts with your story. And so we'll be talking a lot more about that and how you can really tap into that authentic side and how it can actually help you, you know, help propel your business. I know each one of us has that story. Last thing I'll just leave, another dynamic that I bring is I started life all over again with my beautiful wife, Kelly. We started to date maybe, 10, 11 years ago. Been married for 7 years and I have children that range from the ages of 28 all the way down to 1.5. And so I bring this dynamic.
I think you're going to be part of my talk show because you're the only someone to have all the kids out of the house and start again.
Oh, I tell you, it keeps me young. And so maybe some of you can relate to some of these things out there. But I'm really, really excited. I'm going to give everyone else an opportunity to talk. And as I pass the mic to let's go with Christina next, since she's right here to my right on my screen. So anyways.
Thank you, Robert. Hey, you know, Tina and I have been, you know, friends for a few years now, and there's a lot of conversations that happen behind the scenes when you're an entrepreneur. it's not all sunshine and rainbows. And, you know, we show up on social media and we give a highlight reel. And you guys all know that it's a highlight reel, but often we don't share the vulnerabilities and the struggles and the challenges. And we do a disservice to you by not doing that, because inevitably somebody feels like they're not enough, or they're not smart enough, they don't have enough time, they have all these other hurdles to overcome in their life, right? And so, you know, when Tina and I started talking about this, I was like, I love this idea. I love that we should bring these candid conversations behind the scenes of like the struggles, the tears, the days. Like next week when we go live for our first show, I will be in the airport because this is how it works, right? Like we work around our lives. And, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for a really long time. I think I started my first business when I was 7. I made candles and sold them to all my neighbors, right? And so it's in my blood, and I want to help raise the bar for other entrepreneurs. I want to help them thrive in this economy. I want to help them overcome challenges and realize that you're just like us, right? My husband and I, we're Canadian. I'm pretty sure the only reason we got this ticket here is because we moved our family from Canada to Mexico about a year
that
and a half ago.
That is definitely not the case.
Yeah. She was like, this will be interesting to talk about. No. And so, you know, we started joking about it, and you know, we made a huge life change because we are so convicted in who we are, in our belief system and in our values. And when you operate in alignment with who you are and your beliefs, and you go out there with a different mindset and you serve and you go to make an impact and you go to speak life into people and belief into people in a time where they need leadership, everything shifts. And this is something that has been so heavy on my heart for the last couple of years. Like, how do we serve people at a higher level with this community, with these four people right here? We're all going to get together and give you the best of the best because we want you to win. We want you to continue winning, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. So I'm going to pass this on over to Star. She's amazing. You're going to hear from her. I can't wait to learn from her. She's amazing.
Awesome. Thanks, Christina. So happy to hear your story. I know I always want to travel abroad and possibly live abroad someday. So it's interesting to hear Christina's story. Definitely be tuning in for that. Thank you guys so much for inviting me, Tina. I'm meeting some new, amazing, incredible entrepreneurs who are super motivated, super talented, and I love being in their space. So yeah, Tina wanted to create this amazing show for uncensored entrepreneurship, right? Like what you don't see behind the scenes, the struggles. And for me, my mission, as many of you guys already know, is to serve women and help women to create financial freedom through entrepreneurship so that they are not dependent upon a job, a spouse. And obviously that does take time, right? But too many times I'm seeing people give up on their dreams, or they watch us and those of us who are succeeding and say, well, you know, she was handed a silver platter, for example. No, we started from scratch. We still go through challenges. But the one thing that differentiates us is that we don't quit. And so I really want people to understand that, yes, you can be successful. Yes, we are going to have challenges. And so that's why I'm here, because I want you guys to be able to understand what the process looks like and how we've got to the point of, for me, you know, moving outside of South Central in the ghetto, growing up, you know, in crime-ridden neighborhoods, to being a successful entrepreneur and providing a completely different lifestyle for my family. So like Robert, I have a blended family as well. I have 8 adult stepkids. So my husband has 10 kids. Robert has competition and a slew of...
Wait a second. Hold up.
So yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about, you know, our personal lives, what we've gone through, as well as how that has impacted us in business. And yeah, I mean, we're here to help you guys succeed and win overall.
I love that. And it is so amazing because so many people don't see the real, raw and unplugged of all of us. They see just the highlight reels on social media. Absolutely. They don't see that we are just fighting with our husband, or our kids just flush the toilet live on air, you know, like all these things, right? Or there was somebody, who was it, that somebody's husband walked in the background naked? I wonder. I'm like, you know, that might boost our ratings up a little bit.
Hey, man, you know what? Like, life is what it is. And I think that it's so important to say, like, hey, we just roll with the punches. You know, we just go with it. And yes, it was my husband. And yes, my child did flush her toilet in front of everybody this morning. You know, like it's just, it's those little things that people get so embarrassed about, right? Like they're just like, oh my God, I can't do this, or I'm not cut out for this. And it's like, no, those are the things that you learn to laugh at. Like those are the things that you instantly learn to laugh at and learn from, right? You either win or you learn, and we're going to teach you a lot on how to overcome that and look at your business with humor and look at challenging situations and just laugh in the face of adversity.
And kind of know that you don't have to be perfect.
No.
You just go out there and show up. You don't have to be perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are here are perfect. When we're doing these videos, we're having people slice and dice them and put them up there and taking all of our stuff that we have said or bad words that we have slipped out. I mean, so we're not perfect. And so we want to let you guys know that you just need to show up. Show up imperfect. Be the person that you are. Show up authentically. And if you understand what authenticity is, when you have a post that's very authentic, doesn't that post just blow up instead of those perfect little posts? When you go live crying on live TV, isn't that the one that goes viral? Because people can relate to you. People can see that you're real and honest and authentic, and that you, oh, she does have bad days, or, oh, she does have, you know, days that she doesn't want to get out of bed. And Christina and I have been, the reason why I asked her here, and not just because she lives in Cabo, but that is a huge reason, because we might go on location in Cabo.
Yes.
Wait, I thought we were going to record live from Cabo. Is that still not happening?
Yeah, we might be recording. Oh, okay. We might have to record live in Cabo, being that we'll be in Cabo, probably drinking nice drinks.
Yeah, so Kelly, if you're watching right now, pack your bags.
All of your significant others. We need to all make sure that we all go to Cabo together and hang out with Christina and Ryan. Yeah. But her and I have, you know, we have a friendship where we can both call each other, and, you know, no matter what we're doing, or crying, or I don't want to get out of bed, or I'm depressed, or, you know, whatever it is, and without judgment. And I think you have to have those kind of people in your life that know where you are, like know what kind of business you have. And listen, I've been there. You know, stay in your bed for the rest of the day, but then tomorrow morning, get your butt up and do this, this, and this. And it's hard because you have some friends that aren't entrepreneurs, and you have some friends who are, and those friends that are like, just get up every single day and do it, make it happen. And I don't know about you, but there's some days that I'm just like, ugh. And I am the gratitude specialist, full of positivity. And I'm like,
you know, that's actually refreshing coming from the gratitude specialist. I know we're going to be hearing a lot more about that. And it takes a lot of energy, right, to tap into it, to actually get to that level. And one of the things is, like, you know, so many times Kelly and I know most people can relate to this, where you just go, as an entrepreneur, because I've been one actually for the majority of my life. But when you sit there and you go, you know, maybe just a day job, it would just be so much more simpler, right? And that sacrifice, like whenever you see your friends and they're like, what are you doing at 5 p.m.? They're like, we're just sitting out on the back porch.
Happy hour.
Nothing, staring at the grass, right? And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, I've got this to do. I'm like losing my mind most of the times. You know, it's when the kids go to bed, you're working until, last night I think I worked about 12:30 in the morning, just trying to put together some content for some other clients. And it's all that sacrifice. And one of the things, I had it up earlier, but I just wanted to pull this up here. Tiff's putting some things out, but not giving up, right? A few people had mentioned that. And that is so key, because in this business, how many people give up in that 11th hour when really there's this opportunity of like breakthrough? Typically, and statistics just back it, when you give up on your dreams, it's you're usually just like right there, right? And you're just in the 11th hour, and you're 1 hour away, just a few extra days, or maybe just a little guidance, tapping in and building these relationships or collaborating with others that actually can help you overcome some of these obstacles. And most of the time, that's fear. And I know we're going to talk a lot about fear, because fear prevents even us, even those every day that take pictures with their Lamborghinis, right? We won't even get into that. We will. We'll talk about Lamborghinis.
I can't wait
later
for
on.
That conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on. But every single day, it doesn't matter what level you're at, right? If you're brand new, if you're just thinking about getting started in something, if you've been doing this for 23, 24, 25 years, like myself and a few others, you know, it's the hero's journey. You continuously have these peaks and valleys, and you're always going to have this, you know, be overcome by fear and feel like Tina just said, I don't want to wake up today. I don't want to face this challenge or whatever it may be. Yeah. So it takes a lot of energy, but I can tell you, we're going to talk a lot about collaboration, because the best way to overcome all these things is to actually work with people side by side.
And yeah, find those accountability partners, right? Like find that person who is going to keep you accountable, but also give you that grace that you need, like Christina and I.
100%.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the time when we talk about the difficulties of business, we talk about the days that we don't want to get out of bed or the days that we want to quit, because never quit on a bad day, right? But if you adopt this new mentality of like, do it until, what's really interesting and what I found over the like past few years, and now it's on steroids, is that when you continue to move forward, even like inch by inch, step by step, sometimes centimeter by centimeter, there, you know, you start to build skills and you start to act in alignment. You start to become more confident in who you are. You start to follow different paths. And what has been so fascinating and miraculous is the opportunities that come to those that continue to move forward, because you don't know what the skills that you're developing, or you developed 10 years ago, or you're developing right now, you have no freaking clue how those are going to pay off in the future. Like you have no idea how that's going to, you know, carve your path out down the line. And a lot of us, you know, we start off and we're in this grind, and a lot of people burn out in the grind. They just keep going and going and going. But what happens is, as you mature as an entrepreneur, you learn to take the punches a little bit differently. You don't take the hits so hard. You don't take the highs so high. You don't take the lows so low. And you kind of let, you know, like my father-in-law, Bruce, he always said, like, water off a duck's back. Like when you're feeling something, just water off a duck's back. Like animals, when they're stressed out, they shake it out, right? And then they're done with it. So why don't we as people do that?
Why do we take it so personally when somebody
Yeah.
It's so silly, right? And so as you evolve into this, what happens is, as you mature as an entrepreneur, you end up learning about a lot more about yourself and what you're capable of. And you end up becoming just a professional problem solver. Like that's really what it is. And the more money you make, the bigger problems you have, but the more exciting the challenge is. And the thing is, when you are doing something in alignment with who you are and you are using your natural gifts and talents to do it, the opportunities that show up, the divine intervention, like all of these things come into alignment and allow you to say yes to different paths and opportunities that never would have been there had you given up that one day you wanted to quit.
That's it.
And I like what you said, don't give up on a bad day. You know what I mean? Like, don't give up on a bad day.
Because I had a lot of bad days.
Christina, this is turning into church all of a sudden. So, can I get an amen out there?
Well, anybody, it is the National Day of Prayer, just to let you know.
And I love what you guys are saying, because just like Tina said, she'll call Christina and Christina can call her on a bad day. I think it's very important for you to find someone in the online space, especially if you're an online entrepreneur, not a family member or a friend outside that you've known for years. I mean, somebody who's in the trenches doing what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. I have a couple of colleagues that I'm really close with, and same thing, like we made Voxer. So that's an opportunity for me to kick and scream and cuss and be upset. And then, okay, it's out. I'm good. And move on, right? So really finding that, because I also find that there are a lot of entrepreneurs who are trying to do the thing every single day, but they feel very lonely. A lot of clients have told me that. So really finding someone that you can connect to and get to know them so that you can be your authentic self. And when you're going through those low moments, like I said, me kicking and screaming just like them. I know Robert was sick recently and my back went out recently, and we're both like struggling to show up and do everything that we have to get done every day. So there's always going to be these things that come up for us. But yeah, just being able to have somebody in your corner that you can talk to, and that's not going to judge you, but also like not to stay in that negative space either, but be motivating one another.
Yeah, because you don't want that misery loves company, right? You want this, like, okay, listen,
absolutely,
you can stay in bed and how are you doing? But then the next morning, Christina better be like, Tina, I hope your little butt is out of bed.
Time to go.
Exactly.
That is so true. A support system, 100%. Yeah.
Wow. It's a very humbling experience bringing you guys all here with me. And I am so grateful that you guys all came and joined me in this journey. And on the Uncensored Entrepreneur, when that came up, when we had a little
entrepreneurs,
because there was an S. Oh, we got a little motivator. Look, Kelly, our first fan.
Kelly,
I'll make sure I give her the t-shirt tonight. So
Kelly, make sure he takes you out to dinner tonight for putting that up there for him. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. The only one that's watching, right? I wanted to bring each one of these people on because they all have meant a big deal to me in my life. And each one of them have a different background. And I wanted to bring that real raw and unplugged between the dating, marriage, divorce, being an empty nester. Everything that you need, quitting a new business, starting a new business. Christine's got some fans too. I don't know any fans.
We'll get them in there. We should start raising funds this way. It's like stars, dollar signs. Okay.
Stars. All right. So I wanted to bring each one of these people on because we all came from a different background, you know, and I want to be able to relate to so many people out there, to each and every one of those people, the audience members that are watching us, and to understand that we all have gone through these major events in our life. And we have taken those events and turned them into these amazing triumphs. And that is why each and every one of you are part of this group. I mean, part of our team, Uncensored Entrepreneurs. And that was a big thing. Okay, so we're gonna be real raw and uncensored, unplugged. Okay, so we did Uncensored Entrepreneurs, right? And then half of us went to Uncensored Entrepreneur and half of us went to Uncensored Entrepreneurs. And so I go and buy the domain and I'm getting all this stuff and somebody else is doing the logo and half the stuff is Uncensored Entrepreneurs and half the stuff is Uncensored Entrepreneurs.
Just look for the logo. Just look for the logo.
Don't forget the S.
Don't forget the S because we're all Uncensored Entrepreneurs.
That's right.
And we want to come to you real raw and unplugged. And that is our whole motivation for starting this show and doing the show and bringing it to you guys, our audience members.
Absolutely. And there's going to be so much content that we're going to be talking about. And we're wanting people to really tap in. In fact, let me put this up here before we forget. For those, I mean, this is brand new, right? We're just launching this podcast, this show. We're going to be on multiple platforms. And we really want you to just tap in and follow us. On Facebook, it's Uncensored Entrepreneurs, right? You can actually message us directly as well. And so if you'd like to be a future guest on the show, if you have topics that you would like us to discuss, right, let's put it out there. Because, and by the way, we won't use your name unless you actually give us, you know.
Because nothing is off limits except for politics.
That's it.
We're and gonna be swear about words.
I think. And swear
Did
words.
We say that?
We had to tell somebody in the group that swear words are not going to be good for Facebook because Facebook will ban us.
Yeah. We have to be at least courteous.
Fine, I'll behave for a bit.
And to kind of change the sub just a little bit, one thing I love about this journey of being an entrepreneur is it takes a really big world and it starts to make it real small as you start to build relationships. I mean, I've traveled all around the world, met people that I've done business with only online. And, you know, again, places, you know, thousands and thousands of miles from here. And the interesting thing is my story with Tina, and I just want to kind of throw that out there. Tina lives, what do you live about? Maybe 2 hours south of me right now?
Well, now I live in Atlanta, so yes. But I was living in North Carolina.
Yeah. So 2 hours south of me. Yeah, you were only about an hour and a half north of me at the time. And out of all places, we met in San Diego, where I was speaking on stage and I was launching one of my books and Tina was out there. So, you know, here we start collaborating. We, you know, you get to meet people and I'm thinking, why is it I had to travel to the West Coast
the country.
to meet somebody that's way over here? And ever since then, we've done masterminds together. We continue to support each other. And that's really what collaboration is all about. One of the last things, and we'll probably have a big topic around this in the future that I just wanted to throw out there, is that so many times, like when we think of building business, right? And this island, like an island of self, you're all by yourself. Many years ago, I actually thought the world was my competition. And so anything that I created, content, products, services, I kept that to myself. I thought it was like the next best secret. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, really, at the end of the day, people are buying from those they know, like, and trust. You are the brand. You're very unique. We can actually help you really tap into that. That's all that part of mindset that Christina talked about earlier. But that in itself allows you to realize that you don't need to operate on an island by yourself, right? The fact of the matter is that collaboration will get you where you want to go further. And to think that there are no competitors in your space because you are who you are is the right, you know, approach, attitude, and mindset that really will get you to where you want to go. But I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, that was me for so many years. I just, and again, I was growing at such a slow pace because I thought that I had to keep everything kind of closed door and to myself. But now it's an open book. There are no competitors. And I welcome collaboration in all spaces.
JV partnerships have helped me boost my business.
Like 100%.
100%. Yep. And I was the same way, Robert. I was the same, like, I never wanted to tell anybody what I was doing. I just did it.
Yeah, I see a lot of people wanting to hold back and not share. Oh, this is my secret thing. And can you not... I don't want to share my offer or what I'm doing until I'm ready to drop it. And I don't know, it's just not a good mentality to have. I think that when you're open to sharing and exploring and discussions and masterminding, it amplifies the work that you do and you're able to actually produce something even better. So yeah, I love that you share that point, Robert.
I think too, you know, a lot of us take things personally, like Tina said before, but when you learn how to look at criticism or failure objectively and you can evolve through it faster, like I'll give you an example. I just did a live launch and I was really disappointed with my numbers in the end. However, I learned where my holes were in my business very quickly. And I'm going to plug those holes in that bucket as fast as possible so that I can move forward. Whereas sometimes, and maybe me even 3 years ago would have been like, oh my gosh, like you really messed that up. Maybe this is not the right thing for you. Maybe like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this anymore. Right? Like all of those self-sabotage thoughts would seep into my head. But there's another level of entrepreneurship when you realize that those failures and those things that those challenges that hold you back are actually gifts. That if you learn from them, you develop, you grow from them, they will skyrocket you forward, right? If you like take absolute ownership for your business and responsibility for it, all of a sudden things shift. And so instead of putting your head in the ground and like being like an ostrich, which sometimes we all want to do, right? It's like, okay, calling your friends, asking for their perspective so that they can show you your blind spots. And if you have the courage to do that in business, my gosh, you will move forward so quickly. You'll just leave people in the dust. You won't even have to have conversations about it. You'll just be like skyrocketing.
And
right?
You're thinking about you when you, absolutely. When you're saying that, you know, you have those things come up and then you're like, okay, Christina, what do you think about this? Hey, Star, what do you think about this? Yeah. And they're going to come from their perspective and you're going to be like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So, you know, having those people in your life and having those accountability partners and those good friendships where you can collab with anybody and everybody, but also having those accountability, it's going to keep you accountable for everything that you do and everything that you don't do, but still give you that grace and without the judgment. So that's what we're here for. Uncensored entrepreneurs. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. So we're, again, just for those that missed maybe the very beginning, we're going to be every Thursday, right? We're going to be going live. Our content is actually going to be streamed on all podcasting platforms as well. So this is much more than just a Facebook live show. Today, it was just basically what we had tapped into with StreamYard and Facebook. But we're going to be on YouTube for any type of replays that you'd like. Please, like, follow us, subscribe. We really want to engage with our audience and you'll start to see our content on Apple. We'll also be streaming on Spotify and a few other places. But, you know, in this content, it really isn't to sit here and go, you know, look at us. We're the experts in our particular field. It's the fact that we recognize and we're taking the courage to step up and say, you know what? There is a dark side of this journey.
Yeah.
Right. And we want to share some of this advice collectively, things that we've learned over time and not just in the world of business, but, you know, quite frankly, your personal life. Yeah. Your personal life is like the biggest catalyst.
And listen, let me tell you, personal life does affect your business. And when
absolutely.
You're going through something, you know, and that's one of the big reasons when, you know, when I asked you guys all to be on this show with me, I said, you know, are you willing to be authentic and real and raw and be able to share things that you probably wouldn't share to any other audience? And they were like, yes, I'm all in.
I can't wait. Right now I have sweat dripping down my back to my butt crack. And like people think, oh, you're so good on live video.
We're getting real.
This is why you need a fan like this to be like
But you know, like it's those things that we don't tell people. We look all calm, cool, and collected. I'm like, no, I just feel like the sweat dripping down my back right now.
Yeah. I'm only wearing boxers right now. No, just kidding. But by the way, when I said that, it, you know, this world like brings us together, right? This big world into much smaller space where we can help each other out. We have quite a few people that are coming into the comments. Summit, one of them in particular, you know, he's halfway across the world, right? I believe India or somewhere. And so it is so great that we can actually take the skills. You talked about talents, the gifts that we were born with, to be able to apply that together into a community, to be able to share, you know, this advice. And quite frankly, I bet everyone here can relate to this. Over my entire career, I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in education, right? And investments, good things and bad things. Most of us have courses that we've never even broke the seal on. Most of us have a shelf full of books that are collecting dust, you know, or a course maybe that you've never even tapped into. But the whole point of the matter is, right, we can help motivate you to use these tools. These tools are only as good as your mind is, and it's only as good as your heart that actually fuels your mind. So we'll be talking a lot about mindset and heart set as well.
Now I'm sweating. Now I have sweat dripping down my back.
Now we all. All right, so let's do a quick poll. How many people in our audience have sweat dripping down into their nose?
Hey, we said it was going to be real, raw, and unplugged. So here we are. We're going to give it to you straight, you know? And I wish somebody would have had the courage to give it to me straight, right? Getting into business. Oh, this is going to be easy. You're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. I'm like, I want to die sometimes. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why people say that it's so easy, because entrepreneurship isn't. It's something that you grow muscles with, right? Like my husband goes to CrossFit every morning. Not for me. I like to go and do entrepreneur workouts, right? Like I'm getting through this today. I'm getting stronger. I can handle this today, right? And so you end up learning how to speed up your pace. You have a higher rhythm, right? You start moving quicker because you're acting in alignment. And so I'm so grateful for all of you guys. I'm so happy that we get to laugh and have this conversation and be lighthearted about it instead of like, oh man, this is tough. No, we're going to tell you the tough stuff. Yeah. We're going to tell you the hilarious stuff with our families and our kids and our husbands and our wives, right? Well, depending where you are, right?
Maybe not so hilarious stuff, you know, but yeah, absolutely.
Or the lack of,
and like going through those things in business, right? Like every single chapter of your life is a different piece of your entrepreneurial journey, right? Like whether you have young kids or your kids are old, Robert likes to have both, right?
Hey, Star's right there with me. No, I have somebody else.
My kids are out of the ring. I'm in the
whatever you need, right? Yeah. And so we're going to share those things with you so that you don't feel so alone in this journey and that you can laugh alongside us. And hopefully you have a lot more fun building business.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, for those just chiming in or basically didn't catch it in the beginning, brand new launch. Go to Facebook. Please follow us. So that we can, you know, we can bring you the best of the best, Uncensored Entrepreneurs. You'll be able to find us across social media. Very soon, we'll be on all the other platforms, sharing our content, sharing things that we've learned, and again, sharing some of your stories as well. So if you would like to be a future guest on the show, or you have maybe even just some topics of discussion that you would like to bring up for us, then please follow us. You can actually direct message us, and then later on we'll have some other ways that you can connect with us as well. But I'm super excited. I mean, this is long overdue. Again, as you already stated, or many of us have stated, when you go on social media, it's typically about dollar signs, Lamborghinis, you know, dancing in the club.
Do you have a Lamborghini, Robert, that I'm unaware
think he
of?
I think he wants a Lamborghini. Kelly, if you're listening, hon, maybe for Father's Day.
Kelly, no matter what vehicle I'm driving, Kelly motivates me by taking a picture of a Lamborghini and sticking it on the dash of my vehicle. So that I can feel like I'm driving a Lamborghini no matter what.
You're a Lamborghini driver.
And also share. If you have, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you know entrepreneurs, you want to help people level up during this time. You want to give them something to have fun, laugh about, you know, have time to join in on weekly. We're so excited to have you.
No Lambo.
No, no,
see, that's another topic in itself. When you're an entrepreneur, the decisions aren't just your own, right? If you have a spouse, if you have children, I mean, quite frankly, you know, my wife is my CEO, right? My children are vice president and president of my company. And that's just the way it is. Even the 1.5 year old.
Get a family.
Right. Even the 1.5 year old has more say than I do. So anyway.
Oh my God. We're going to have too much fun.
This is going to be, when we were backstage earlier before we went live, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best show ever. We're going to laugh so much. I'm going to have to get filler in my face because of my laugh.
Filler in your face. See, that's a whole other topic that I'm sure people talk about.
You know, Robert, you know, I'm a, Maybe single, maybe not single chick.
Oh gosh! You know what? So for those watching live or that watch the replay in the future, really, Tina, you know, the whole device we hear is that she's putting together a forum so that she can put herself out there. So,
well, I mean,
dating world is really what this is.
Listen, Tina's dating world may or may not have come to a close recently, but. Yeah. Ooh.
And Tina, what is the best way that people can reach you directly?
912. No, I'm just joking. No. Yeah.
Swipe left.
Yeah, all social media platforms, Gratitude Specialist, you know, everything, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, The Gratitude Specialist.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to this, you guys. This is an amazing collaboration. We're bringing it to you guys live, free, weekly. Why would you not show up?
Right? How can people get a hold of you, Star?
Facebook, just go to facebook.com, StarCod, send me a DM.
Ooh, you can slide into her DM.
There you go.
Hey, should we tell them what it actually is? Like when we're doing our live show? Have we decided?
Decided when we're going live?
Yeah, like every week. Should we tell them like when we go live every week?
Oh, what? I believe we've decided 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is that correct?
Every Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Every Thursday at
1 p.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. Pacific.
And that's the thing, too. It's just accommodating that. I believe that half of us are East Coasters. Half of us are West Coasters.
Robert and I are East Coasters, and Star and Christina are West Coasters.
And so just accommodating that as well. Again, you can find me, Robert Wall or Robert Max Wall, all across social media, including Universal Branding or the Branding Collaborative. So just type in the word branding in my name, and there'll be all types of content that will come up. And then, Christina, did you give your ways that they can reach?
So I'm on TikTok and on Instagram as the Christina Whiteley, or on Facebook if you want to join my free group, is Life Transformed, and I would love to have you in there and help you any way that I can.
Awesome. And once again, please follow us as a group on Facebook on the Uncensored Entrepreneurs. There'll be many other platforms that you can reach out to us on in the future. And again, drop in the main DM. We're looking for content. We're looking for topics of discussion. And if you personally have a story that you'd like us to really bring up to the table and to dissect and to throw it out there to our audience, we really would embrace that. And if you'd like to be on some future shows, we will plan on having some guests as well. Now you've already seen a little taste of this. It's going to be grueling. It's real, raw, and unplugged. So you better have some thick skin if you're going to come on as a guest. That's all I'm going to say, because you never know what kind of questions you'll be asked.
God knows. Or if there's something that you're going through, you know, and you want to be anonymous, you know, just let us know. We'll bring that topic up, because if you're going through it, one of us have already gone through it. You like our merch? We have merch.
For $500, you can actually have the cup I'm drinking out of right now. I'll be putting this on eBay. I'll be putting this on eBay in the next 30 minutes.
You're married. Mine might be worth more.
I love it. I will be getting my delivery very soon to Mexico. I'm excited about it. But for now,
the best thing about living in Mexico is that you don't get your mail right away.
No, that's the one thing, or something.
Your merch, right, Star? You got your merch?
Yes.
All right, my friends.
We may or may not be able to give you guys merch here in the next couple of weeks. So if you guys want your own Uncensored Entrepreneur mark, you can.
We're working on it. We're working on it. And we're, and by the way, if you're out there, you're enjoying the show, you tap into it even later on down the road, we are still entertaining some sponsors. So feel free to reach out directly. I would say reach out directly to Tina Torres in regards to that. And then, you know, we'd love to be able to do that as well. We will, again, as I stated, not just live, we will have some of our content going forward when we launch next week on some podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcast and Spotify.
And but who knows, iHeartRadio was in the talks a couple of weeks
ago. We've been talking about that too. Wink, wink. But again, we appreciate it. Anything else that anyone wants to throw out there before we sign off for today?
I'm so grateful for you guys. I absolutely adore you and love you. So tune in every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here, all platforms, any way, anyhow you can get a hold of us, get it, because you're going to need this. You need this in your life. Put it in your calendar every weekday, Thursday afternoon. Like I'm saying, or making sure we're going to do it daily now. Every Thursday at 1. And Christina is heading to Dubai next week. So, you know, we're going to get some little insights on
her. Yeah. Are you going to be going live in Dubai or actually in the airport before?
Well, I'm her luggage person. So
Tina will be my luggage person. And then I will be live for this show in the airport. Probably have to go a little bit before we end. And then I will see the following week. I may be in the air, but I promise you that I will be back in a couple of weeks. We may have a guest. We have to bring in a guest for week two.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, in 4 weeks, I will be going, we'll be the Greek islands.
Santorini. I need to go on vacation too.
Yeah, we can take this show on the road. And by the way, again, that's the whole point of this, like Uncensored Entrepreneurs, Real Raw and Unplugged, is the fact that, you know, we're talking about the fun things, right? But yes, we work really, really hard so that we can play hard as well. And so we'll talk about, you know, that life work balance and how you can you know, just enjoy some of the things. But by no means does it come easy.
No,
definitely not. I didn't get there easy. Did you get there easy? I didn't get there easy.
I'm not even there yet.
We're still working. We're still working hard. Nowhere near where we want to be.
I'm still not there, but we'll see you guys next Thursday on our first Uncensored Entrepreneur Show. So meet us there. We are so grateful to have you guys in our audience and as part of as our Uncensored Entrepreneur family.
Thank you all for chiming in, and we will talk to you really soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye for now.